Sometimes when investors put their money in a high-risk, high-reward investment, we often call it a moonshot. The expression comes to life with the Apollo moon landing. The Apollo 11 mission by astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins was a significant victory for the United States in terms of technological supremacy during the Cold War. But following this achievement, there was a sentiment of, okay, what else you got? The Apollo program continued for a while, with six of the seven subsequent missions successfully landing astronauts on the moon. However, as public interest dwindled and budgetary constraints increased, the final planned missions were abandoned. This okay, what else question hung heavily over NASA. Despite further advancements in space exploration, none have truly mirrored the cultural and historical impact of that first moon landing. The okay, what else sentiment is common across various fields following a significant achievement. It reflects the human nature to continually look forward, to chase new goals after reaching the previous ones. The market often behaves similarly. With the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 indices near a full recovery from the 2022 bear market, today we ask ourselves, okay, what else? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of August 1st, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Year-to-date returns for the S&P 500 index have already surpassed the most optimistic Wall Street predictions from the start of the year. However, it hasn't been because of increasing profits. Quite the opposite, in fact. Earnings per share are expected to be negative for the full year 2023. The equity market gains have been entirely based on valuation expansion. AI's growing prominence certainly contributed to propelling stocks forward, but recently the gains are originating elsewhere. Now, the U.S. economic soft landing theory is being priced into the market, contributing to the elevated valuations we're currently seeing. For those who aren't familiar with the term soft landing, it refers to a scenario where the economy slows down but avoids an outright recession. It's the ideal, if somewhat utopian or Goldilocks scenario that every investor hopes for when things get a little heated and we head into a slowdown. The consensus is that we'll dodge a hard economic crash, and this optimism has contributed to boosted valuations. How high are equity valuations? Well, currently the NASDAQ is trading at over 50 times its 12-month trailing earnings, implying that a company generating $1 billion in profit is valued at more than $50 billion. For the S&P 500 index, it's 22 times. The historical average is closer to 16. On the positive side, remember that the market is not one unified entity. While certain areas may seem frothy, there are parts of the investment universe that are not as richly valued and could stand to benefit from a broadening of the rally, or in other words, a catch-up. These areas present opportunities for strategic investors willing to go against the grain. For example, international markets are trading below historical averages and considerably lower than U.S. levels. While the easy money was perhaps already made in Europe earlier this year, there's likely more to gain if we are indeed experiencing a soft landing scenario. The same holds for Canada and emerging markets. In Canada, avoiding a global recession would mean good things for oil that has already seen an uptick in price recently, as well as materials and the general economy. Yet Canadian stocks are still trading at relatively attractive levels compared to their U.S. counterparts. These areas, while not immune to global economic trends, often dance to a different tune than the U.S. market. The optimism certainly isn't as strong here and in Europe as it is in the United States, yet a robust U.S. economy should benefit Canada and Europe as well. Even within the U.S., some sectors are lagging behind in this rally. These could potentially benefit from a broader market upswing. This shift is starting to materialize, as we've seen in the last few weeks when the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose for a record 13 days straight. More cyclical sectors, such as financials and industrials, are catching momentum against the more defensive sectors. Despite these opportunities, however, it is prudent to be aware of certain seasonal patterns that have historically impacted the stock market around this time of year. As we head into August and September, keep in mind that these have been the weakest months of the year historically. It's a period where investors, fearing a downturn, may be prone to take profits and exit positions. This is not to say that one should avoid investing during these months. Far from it. Instead, understanding these trends allows investors to position themselves while taking advantage of potential buying opportunities that may arise. Finally, a soft landing scenario, while may already have been priced in, and while we're entering the traditionally weakest months of the year, we need to be aware that there are still sectors and regions poised to benefit from a broader market rally. The upside potential is there. It just might require a little bit more digging to find it. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It'll help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.